Hello.
Hey Marshall, this is Josh speaking. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Give me a second to get you on
Sure.
speaker and get to my desk. Okay, hold on. Me see. Where are you? Give me a. Okay. So I think these are the final corrections or additions or whatever. Are you ready?
Yep, I am all set and all good to go.
Okay, acknowledgments. Is that at the beginning of everything? Yeah, okay. So there's a few changes and one change in line three. Sorry, paragraph three, line one. I think the word who should be whom.
Let me check.
Paragraph three, line one. There were many individuals whom I forced myself upon.
That is corrected.
Right?
Yep.
Okay, let me do the same because I. All right. I can do it on my end too. All right, now intro. Got a few changes here. Paragraph two. The blue underline with, I think they're right, that should be a lowercase w. Okay.
Yep, that is done.
And then Legman, that is his name. Believe it or not, we need to delete the red line, which I just did.
Yep, the red lines will be removed. That is something once I
Okay.
convert the file finally, that will be corrected.
Okay, well, I'm going to just do it here by saying ignore. All right, now, one second, let me slide myself in there. Oh, yeah, okay, here it is. All right, now, paragraph four. One, two, three, four. Here it is. There's another. I don't know. I have to change capital to the lowercase two. I don't know where it is.
I got it. I found it.
Oh, there it
It's in
is.
the third
Yeah,
line.
yep, yep, yep. Yeah. Okay, that's good. And then paragraph five, the same sort of thing. I don't know where that is. I got to change capital O and of to lowercase
That is done.
of.
Done. The
Where
book of
do you
nonsense.
see that? I'm
It's on
having trouble.
the it's the third line.
Come up to Limerick?
It's the fifth paragraph, the paragraph which starts with historically.
Oh, okay. It's already been changed. Got it.
Yep.
Okay. All right. And then paragraph five, that was, right? And then
Yep.
seven. Paragraph seven. Delete. Red underline. Or. Oh, okay. Here's what it's actually the next paragraph down. The one that starts in creating limericks. Word of limericks, slammerics. Should I keep that?
Just give me one quick second. Which one would that be?
It's the short paragraph after the long one. It says in creating these limericks. Second line is red, slammerics.
Yep, that is something that I've corrected.
Okay, so I don't think it's bad to keep that name, right?
I think that sounds fine.
Okay, but I don't think I should have that on the cover. We'll get to that. Okay,
Sure.
paragraph eight. Paragraph eight. I got to go back and count. Sorry. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Paragraph eight starts with where I have written. Line five, add sequential after connected. Okay. So in the last line in that paragraph, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
No separation symbol will be employed between connected sequential limericks.
Connected
Add
sequential
sequential.
limericks, right?
Right. So you want to add the word sequential
Done.
All right. I think that's clear. Next to last paragraph. Okay, the penultimate paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
I have numbers there.
The paragraph which starts with, as I started composing Wordle.
Right. You see the number 9. I don't know what I want here. Next to last paragraph, delete number before 992. Oh,
so
the number sign.
That pound sign? The pound sign, correct?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. I want to remove the pound sign.
Done.
And then I want to change 992 to 994.
Done.
And the reason for that is the other day the word was lucky, and I did it like at midnight. And in the morning I thought the word was happy, so I wrote 3 limericks for happy, and I found out that was already the word, and it wasn't the word I was supposed to be writing it for. But two of them were so good, I just added them to a prior word, happy, so I better up the numbers by 2.
Got your point. Perfect. Sounds
right.
Great. That is corrected to 994.
Right. Now we have to correct 1595 to 1597.
Sure. Let me quickly do that.
And then
done.
You see where number sign in the next sentence in front of 801.
Yep.
Get rid of that.
Done.
All right. Now, that finishes that. So we're good here now. Forward, that's Ralph. Review underlined words is all I said. And I guess I'll let your people do that. Okay.
Okay.
I'm not going to proofread hers.
Yep. That is something that the team is going to take care of.
Yeah. Okay. Next. A couple of limericks and some minor changes. Nothing significant. 133.
Sure. Let me move there.
Yeah, I'm going myself. Still going. Okay. Let me know when you're there.
Sure. Just saving the changes. Give me a minute.
Yeah, go right ahead.
And you said the number was 133?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Just scrolling down. Okay. Yep, I'm here.
So you see under the line where there's a mention of cross-references, the word C, there should be, the two E's should be lowercase.
Got it.
And the word poly T should be polyp. So change the final E to a P.
Got it. That is
and
done.
This limerick, have you read The Odyssey?
Nope, I haven't.
Okay, you know about Hercules and the Cyclops?
Yep, I know about that.
I sent this to my daughter today. She lives in Paris, and she's teaching the Odyssey to junior high school kids now.
Uh-huh.
So I sent this to her. So go ahead and read that. It's a good one.
Hercules never had to go out an eye for the Cyclops' meal plan to go awry. He just used a flaming torch.
Awry.
Yep. for the Cyclops' meal plan to go awry. He just used a flaming torch, the giant's only eye to scorch, thus ensuring the brutal beast would die.
All right. Next, 136.
Okay.
Line 5. Delete. Oh, that's number 2. Delete is in the last sentence. The importance is impossible. The importance impossible to overstate. Don't need the is.
Okay, and the number was?
136, second one, line 5.
Line 5, the important, and you wanted to remove the word is?
Yeah, delete is.
So that is going to be the importance impossible to overstate?
Yes.
Okay.
In the 20th century, a few men were great. Of these few, I can certainly state Churchill, Reagan, Einstein, and Freud, names we never should avoid. Their importance impossible to overstate.
Perfect.
All right, last one is 140. Coast.
Okay.
Final file after revision. Do I want to replace the final file after revision, or do you want to replace it? Okay. All right. Coast. And in the fourth line, get rid of the starting word end.
I think you need to get rid of the two words, right? And that?
Maybe. I don't know. I wasn't planning. Let me see. Hernando loved to boast. He was known from coast to coast for his seafood jambalaya, that he was the culinary messiah. For seafood jambalaya, he was the culinary messiah. What do you think sounds better?
I think if we get removal of both the words, that would go fine. He was the culinary messiah.
All right. Done.
Done.
For seafood jambalaya, he was the culinary messiah until his schizophrenia was diagnosed. Okay. That's it for that. Now, can we talk about the cover?
Just give me a second. Yep, so this is all done. The changes on this particular file is all done.
Right.
Done. Okay, I'm saving the file. And you wanted to discuss about the book cover, correct?
Right.
Okay, just let me open that up.
Yeah, now I don't know that I have it in a handy place. Is yours in an email?
I can share it right away with you. Do you want me to email you right away so that you can have a look right away while we are
We can look at the same thing.
Sure. Just give me one quick second.
You're going to use iCloud?
Yep. I'm just resending you the new one. Give me one quick second, and we can discuss on that. Marshall, the email has been sent from my end. Can you check your email once?
Yes, to iCloud?
Yep, iCloud.
Not yet. Shut it down, open it up again?
Yep, just refresh once.
Okay. Not yet. I don't know why. Does your name, the email?
Yep. Can you check your junk folder in case it might have landed up over there?
Yeah. Through my iCloud. Trash junk. Okay. Not yet.
Just give me a quick second. Let me resend that to you.
Whoa.
And it's going to be marshallflam2@icloud.com, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Got it.
Got it.
It took a little while.
Okay.
Yeah,
perfect.
There's just a line there. Just hit the line.
It's not showing up properly?
No. It's just a line, but nothing happens when I... Oh, wait. Yeah, it's okay.
Got it.
I opened it.
Perfect.
Yeah. Okay. So, Wordle Limericks Volume 1, not Book 1, right?
Yep. That is going to be replaced with Volume 1.
Okay. And my name, should I use Dr. Marshall at Slam or Marshall at Slam MD?
I think go ahead with Dr. Marshall Flam.
Yeah, I like that better. So Dr. Marshall S. Flam. Get rid of the MD and the comma. Now, the pattern of the squares, has that been changed?
This last one that we discussed, the revised one, where you informed us of the cutting that you wanted to go with?
Yeah, do you remember what that was? It hasn't been changed yet.
Okay, just give me one quick second.
I think the bottom line has to be all green.
Okay, just give me one second. Okay, I can take down the changes over here. You can let me know what the changes would be. Just give
all
me
right.
one second.
So the bottom or third line needs to be all green.
Okay, bottom is all green.
That means they got the word. And then the second line, middle line, could be the same that you have for the bottom line here.
Got it.
And the top line could simply be get yellow, gray, green, yellow, gray.
Got it.
When I see it, that should make sense. I'll have to see it actually done. All right?
Got it. Yep, perfect. Right. And what about the second one? Same color scheme for the second one?
Well, volume two, we'd have to change the scheme to volume two, but we have time to do that, don't we?
Okay, perfect. Absolutely. So let's get done with the first one.
Yeah, and as soon as that's done, we can start working on volume two.
Perfect. So let me guide you what the next step would be from here. I will have my illustration team work on the revision of the cover, and hopefully before the day end today or in the Monday first half, I will share the revised cover with you. And at the same time, I am having your first book because we are done with all the changes, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. So
now,
I will have task. Go ahead.
I have a question.
Sure.
When they review the limericks, the actual limericks, will they'll be like, you know, I just caught that error when polyp had a T at the end of the word instead of a T.
Mm-hmm.
They'll review everything for that sort of typo and mistakes, right?
Yep, absolutely. So that is something that I will have a meeting with my team. I'll have them go through the whole book because obviously every word that needs to be rechecked because you know the way we have used words where we have just kept the words in bold of the limerick that we have used instead of highlighting the whole word, and just the little tricks that we have played. So I will have them go through the whole book and proofread that once, and I will keep you posted on that, what the timeline would be, because the team would need some time to proofread it once. And as soon as that is completed, we can proceed forward with having that published and move forward.
All right. Well, what do you think it's going to take, a month?
Nope. That's way too long. It is going to take approximately, my team is going to need around like 6 to 7 business days at max to proofread the file. And after that, we will initiate the publishing. Let me give you an idea about the publishing as well, how we're going to move forward the publishing phase. So at first, we're going to publish on Amazon, and as soon as Amazon goes ahead and a book goes live, we're going to proceed ahead with all the other platforms. So that's how we're going to be moving forward with your book. So as per my time frame, I think we are good to proceed forward with the publishing within around like 2 weeks' time.
Great. It would be great to have this out before Christmas.
Absolutely, absolutely. This is going to be way before
Christmas.
This is going to be way before Christmas. We're somewhere in September. Even if it's ending, we'll have October and November both. It's going to go your second book is going to go live before that as well. And I think the sessions that we had in the past week, that really helped as well, both of us helping conclude the book. So I think that really worked out as well. And we can go ahead with the same plan for the second book.
Okay, question. When you say first it goes to Amazon, In what format?
Okay, it's gonna be all the three formats: ebook, paperback, and hardcover.
Fantastic. And then you'll let me know how I need to get hardcover and paperbacks, because I promised people, you know, gifts, and because which I'll pay for, and I also am gonna have book, you know, I'm gonna have some book signings in areas that I'm known.
Mm-hmm.
So how do I get those, and how much am I discounted? You don't have to answer that now, but keep that in mind.
Yep, absolutely. I have noted down this on my end, and as soon as I get the costing from the printing team, I will share the costing with you over the email as well, and you can let me know what suits the best, and whatever discount max I can get from my end as well. You have Josh on your end. I will be playing from your side, and I will surely have that discount applied as well.
Sounds good. You have any idea what the price is going to be for all three of the formats, or that's still to be worked out?
Okay. If you're talking about the printing price, that is something that I would need to check with the team. But if you're talking about the price that needs to go on Amazon, that depends on two different things. The first thing is what price you would want to keep for your book, because obviously there are clients that would want to keep something of their own sort. For example, if the standard price for any novel is around like $14.99, but the client is like, no, I think my book is way too good. I need to go ahead and move forward with a $20.99. So in that case, the first priority is whatever the client would say. And the second thing is at the time of publishing, this is something that is not predetermined. So at the time of publishing, that is the best time when we can recommend a pricing to you as well, because how Amazon calculates royalty is they keep 60 to 65% of the royalty, around 65 to 70% of the royalty is given to you, whereas they keep 30% of the royalty. And how royalty is calculated
Wait a second, Josh, you went a little too fast. So I get 60%, they get 30%?
Approximately 60 to 70% is something that you will be getting, and 30 to 35% is something that you will be that Amazon would be getting. So when I say 70,
and what do you guys get? Don't you get something too?
No. We won't get a single thing, because we're going to be publishing your book in an individual manner instead of traditional publishing. So that's the best part, where we don't take any credit or ownership for the client, and all the royalty is divided between the client and Amazon itself.
And what about subsequent volumes, the same?
I'm sorry?
What about subsequent volumes? It'll all be the same?
Yep, they would all be the same. So the only thing that, one thing that I was, before I forget, regarding the pricing, one more thing. I'll explain you how Amazon calculates the royalty as well. For example, if your book is up on Amazon for $20, just an estimate. For example, it's on $20. Amazon is going to deduct the printing cost. For example, if the printing takes $5, Amazon is going to deduct $5 from the cost that you've set, and between that profit, $15, Amazon is going to divide between 70-30 or 65-35. Whatever that will be, that is something that will be determined at the time of publishing. So that is the best time for us to speak further on the price that we can set online. That would be best for you as well.
Now, if it sells well, does that give you leverage on subsequent volumes to get Amazon to take less so you get more?
That could not be the case, but there are different things that Amazon goes with. For example, if we go ahead, there are certain prices that Amazon recommends and tells us that, for example, hey, Josh, if you're publishing this book, if you go ahead and market your book for $20 to $23, in that case, you're going to get the most royalty. But if you market something more than that, then we're going to keep more profit. So this is something can be determined at the time of publishing. But Amazon is not friendly to us in terms of giving us discounts or something like that if we post multiple volumes. So that would not be the case.
Okay. Now, if you're very successful, are there other places besides Amazon to post it that would give you better and where would that be?
Absolutely. So the other platform that you have in your package, just give me one quick second. The other package that you have, the other platform that you have in your package, it's Barnes & Noble, Goodreads, Kobo, and Powell Books as well. So these are some good platforms as well. But apart from that, we do offer global distribution as well. So just give me around like 2 to 3 business days. I am going to have a word with the marketing and publishing team as well, and I'm going to update you on the global package as well so that you can check how to go worldwide as well, and I'll keep you posted on that. All right?
All right, Josh. Fantastic. All right, we're moving now. I'm excited.
Absolutely.
Very good.
Absolutely.
All right, you have a great weekend. Work hard.
You as well. Yeah. Thank you so very much for your time.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.